Even if a church had more money than it knew what to do with, it would still need to teach church members about giving. For as we learn to give, we find our place in God's amazing plan of generosity, and we begin to reflect God's character as we learn to live generously. For generosity is right at the heart of God's character. His provision is always rich. He doesn't just give us one butterfly. He provides over 15,000 species of butterfly. All that we have and all that we are part of his abundant giving. But the simple truth is that our churches do need our giving of time, skills and money in order to fulfil the ministry and mission that God is calling us to. Indeed, that invitation to participate, unworthy as we are, is itself part of his generosity. Living generously requires us to give of all that we have, of time, hospitality, gifts, and money. The Macedonian Christians, that Paul writes about in the reading we've looked at in this session, knew what it was to live generously, even though they were themselves very poor and facing difficult times. Their priority was to put God first, and as they did so, they gave generously to the needs of the apostles with them, and to the collection for the church in Jerusalem. There are many opportunities for us to give, and many ways to do so. Whether we give time, money, hospitality, or whether we give ourselves in prayer and compassion, Christian generosity is a rich tapestry of giving. This is beautifully illustrated by Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10, who gave time to stop, gave of himself by putting himself at risk in a dangerous situation, gave of his comfort in putting the injured man on his donkey and walking with him, and finally gave of his money when he got to the pub and paid for whatever care the man needed. And here's the amazing thing. As we allow God's grace to flow through us and give to those in need, so we find ourselves giving back to God. Matthew 25 records Jesus teaching, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me."